This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we know that Taylor Swift is dating Matty Healy from the 1975. Mm-hmm. And I did not know that he likes to make out with people on stage. Total random strangers, which he stopped doing.
Fun fact.
Once he started dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So he said, well, I wouldn't do that in front of Taylor. Well, over the weekend, looks like he cheated. He kissed a security guard.
A security? Wait, what? Was he thanking him for his service?
I guess. It was a male security guard on top of that. So I'm just being funny about it. I don't think Taylor is going to think he cheated on her, but he was spotted laying it onto a security guard during one of his shows, one of his festivals.
Must have been securing the hell out that place. Apparently. I don't know what else to say. Goodness gracious.
I know. It's kind of awkward when you see them kissing and you know he's with Taylor Swift. I don't really know what to say to that.
I bet Buddy feels weird this morning. He said, man, now I'm in a throuple with Taylor Swift and Matt Healy.
How did I get here?
All from a security gig. I tell you.
That's called Boy's Liar. Story of my life on 103.7 KISS FM.
Dang.
I'm a co-author of that song, everybody.
Dang, you co-wrote?
I'm kidding.
You got creds?
I got a lot of cred. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Good morning. How was the weekend?
It was good on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Chicago.
Talk to me about ladies' night.
And it was great. I saw two of my best friends from high school. We hadn't seen each other in 4 years, but I swear the second we get together, it is like time didn't move. And we had the giggles. We were laughing. At one point, there was a situation where we had dinner at this really nice restaurant. Apparently, it's one of the Iron Chefs owns it.
Ooh,
the girl and the goat. I don't know which Iron Chef owns it, but somebody owns it.
Okay.
We had dinner at this place and it's hard to get into. We got lucky and got this reservation. And before we left, we all had to go to the bathroom. And the bathrooms were all one stallers.
Mm.
So we all ended up in the same bathroom giggling.
And of course y'all did. Childish.
Two of them had rompers on and we couldn't stop laughing about the fact that they had to get completely naked.
just to use the bathroom.
I look over, my girlfriend's leaned over like a naked, you know, human who just came out of the
goofballs, man.
Trying to pee. I'm like, that's it. I said, I have naked friends in rompers right now because you have to get all the way naked in a bathroom.
The downside to the rompers, man.
So it was just one of those, like, we just couldn't stop laughing.
And it took you back.
It took us back. We were having a good time together.
Y'all were childish.
And you got to be real comfortable with people to be naked in a bathroom. Like, you know, that's how long we've known each other.
I know that's right.
So we had a great time. We did dinner. We did an improv show at Second City. And then I came back on Saturday and went to Mike and Hartford's daughter's birthday, Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
But I know you were up to something. I want to know how Ryan's was.
Yeah. So actually, Ryan from Calabama, one of our regulars, he had a surprise birthday that his wife put together.
Did he know anything about the surprise?
His wife, Ashley, nah, man, not a thing. So what it was the surprise was at his parents' house.
Uh-huh.
And they live close to their place.
They live like three houses down or something, right?
Super close. But what they thought was that they were going to watch the kids for them while they went to dinner. So Ryan from Calabama thought he was going to be getting a nice steak dinner while the parents watched the babies.
Uh-huh.
and we out there in the driveway as they're pulling up. Surprise! He was like, man, I was more excited about the dinner. He's such a goof, but it was awesome to surprise him. A lot of the regulars were there, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, Amanda, Saucy, Java, Destiny. Mm-hmm. I mean, plenty people pulled up. And their significant others' families were there.
And you got to meet other people that you hadn't met.
Yes.
That's good.
I did. I got to meet a few people, man. It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice, man. And then
had a
busy weekend, to say the least.
That was
only one of the things we did. But you were busy.
I would have been there if I wasn't in Chicago to hear what happened. Well, happy 30th birthday, Ryan.
Man, this man got a lot of bottles. I'll just say that.
Really?
A lot of bottles.
Everybody brought alcohol?
Everybody brought him something to drink.
Awesome.
This man.
Well, we got to hear what you guys did this weekend. 414-533-1037. We are going to talk about something else you've been up to over the weekend, but that's at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. You have some big stuff going on, DZ.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to take your calls and your texts next. Let us know, what did you do this weekend? 414-533-1037. 37. Happy Monday. We can make it through a full week, right?
Yeah, we can.
We can do this.
We got this, y'all.
Gotta pump myself up.
We got this.
We can do it. It's Kiss FM. I went to Chicago with some of my high school girlfriends. DZ went to Ryan from Calabama's surprise birthday party, just to name a few things we did this
weekend.
Dirty
30, yeah.
We did a lot more, but that's just a couple of the things. And Ryan is on the phone in Calabama, so you know I'm going to bring him up on this Monday morning. Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No.
I'm thinking about it.
We not.
Possibly. Is his theme song? Oh, there we go. Woo. It's Monday. We got to oil all the buttons.
We got a case of the Mondays, dog.
Shoot, I had a case of the Mondays on Saturday, Sunday, and everything, man.
The scary Sundays.
Oh, God.
Good morning, man.
How surprised were you?
Morning, guys.
Tell me everything. How surprised were you about your surprise party?
A lot.
Okay.
I turned that corner and I got an invitation on the lap as I'm driving, and she goes, surprise. And I'm trying to read the invitation and drive at the same time. And all of a sudden I look up and the whole road's lined up with cars and everyone's standing in the driveway.
You had to know at that point. You had a 30th surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
Nice.
50 cars in the front lawn. Wonder what's going on.
She got you.
I've been so busy with everything, you know, planning events for our group, getting stuff done around the house, goats, chickens, you name it, it's all going, you know.
Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. Yeah. He got it all going, man.
I said to DZ, it's got to be hard to plan a surprise party for Ryan the way he tries to plan everything.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Thankfully, I feel like turning 30 was the last thing on his brain. For real. You know what I mean? Like, he has so many other things going on. He was more excited for the dinner. I told him just to DoorDash it. I was like, man, get the steak DoorDash to the crib.
That's right. I was more excited. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was more excited about the loaded tots I was going to go get. You know, after working all day, I'm like craving some loaded tots.
I love y'all, but man, anybody bring any tots?
In his mind, he was going to eat this fantastic dinner, and that's what he was pumped for. I get that when you're excited about something else, and then people did something for you, and now it's awkward because you're like, oh, I mean, thanks for throwing me the party, but I really wanted the dinner. I was on my way to go.
Everything that they had there was nice, man.
That's funny.
Ryan came in at one point and was like, do you have some cake yet, DJ? I was like, no, I had no cake. He's like, this is the only cake I'll be eating. I was like, okay. Yep. If you co-signing it, he didn't disappoint.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't disappoint.
Where was the cake from before we let you go, Ryan?
Friend that bakes them for me. She's the only one that I will eat frosting. I hate frosting with a passion, and she can hit it to a T. I don't know what it is, but she hits it to a T.
It was good frosting.
I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He doesn't eat frosting. What a weirdo.
You guys,
some people are weird.
Ryan, on the late night party, though. Oh man, the late night party was where the show was at after the party.
I don't know what that means. That means DZ should have stayed.
Chandra came back to my house.
Came back.
We had Java Dave came back to my house.
Uh-huh.
We had Amanda from Racine back at the house.
It's funny you said that. Amanda's on the phone. When we got four other people we got to get to.
I'll talk to y'all later. I'll let them get to the phone. Man, it was a blast.
Good.
I appreciate everyone.
Glad you had a good time,
glad
man. I'll let you later, fam.
Mm-hmm. All right, love y'all.
Love, man. Later.
I'm good. His party went well.
It was great.
Gail and Jackson, quick. She's been waiting patiently. Gail, good morning. Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We had such a good time. We did a long weekend. So much longer than just the weekend. We went up to the UP of Michigan and went to lighthouses, hiked. My honey bought me all kinds of spa services at the Island Resort. We had so much fun. Gambled, had a ball.
You know,
at the UP.
I just learned that Michigan was on the top of Wisconsin. Like, I really didn't understand that. I've heard about the UP. I've seen it. I didn't realize Michigan came all the way across.
Come on.
And my friends go, we got a house in Michigan. I go, where? And they show me on the map. I go, isn't that Wisconsin? They go, that's the UP. I go, the UP's still
the
Michigan?
What?
I mean, I felt so stupid. So stupid. They were like, you didn't know that? I'm like, no, I really thought it was all Wisconsin. And that I had no idea.
Where'd you think the Upper Peninsula was?
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin? Michigan. I learned
stupid.
In college.
I admit it. I'm stupid, okay?
No, stop.
Hey, thanks for calling, Gail.
That's
glad
great,
you had a
though.
Good time.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
That was a real vulnerable moment for me on the air, by the way, where I just
you
admitted
said,
that
what?
I didn't know that, okay?
No, a lot of people didn't know that,
I'm
man.
I'm just saying. I had no idea. Ashley is in Cudahy this morning. Good morning, Ashley.
What do you want? I had to.
Hit her song. When Ashley came in, when Ashley was on the phone, I was talking to DZ, and I forgot that I got the two conversations inverted, and I go, Kiss FM, who's there? Who's there?
He said, hey, what do you want?
Ashley, good morning.
Yeah, who's there?
I was flustered. I don't know why I said, who's there?
Oh, my goodness.
Aww, Ashley, that was hilarious.
That was too funny.
Tell us something cool you did this weekend, girl.
So I went to brunch with some of my high school girlfriends.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was fun. And then actually the UP thing, it has a really cool history because it was part of Wisconsin, but it landed in some war and Michigan got it. So figure that out.
What?
There's a whole fight that happened over the UP? Okay,
yeah.
Good to know.
Huh.
Good to know.
I never knew that.
Well, I was today years old and I learned all of it, DZ.
Today years old.
Thank you for calling and sharing this morning.
Guys, have a great day.
You too. We appreciate you. Bye.
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 Somebody texted in and said, I saw night one of Taylor Swift's Eras tour in Chicago.
Ooh.
I saw all the Swifties in Chicago. It was a great night.
Everybody was out there. Bedazzled
and
all.
We got to go to Amanda quick in Racine because we mentioned her and we know she's on the air or on the phone. Amanda, good morning. Good morning. Okay,
Grandpa, good morning.
Ming in Milwaukee texted in and said, went to butcher a cow and pig at the farm. So somebody got a whole cow and pig this weekend.
Are you friends with Ryan or something?
Eating good, though. I know that's right.
Tell us something cool you did besides go to Ryan's party.
Yeah, that was a blast, by the way.
It was.
But yeah, before the party, I went to West Market in Racine. Mm-hmm. So it's like a farmer's market, but they upgraded it. So it's actually a bunch of small business owners that have stores in there. And it's like the coolest place. They have a bar in there. They have like a restaurant in there.
Nice.
That sounds like a nice little place.
Very nice. All right. So she had some fun this weekend.
Right. Doubled up. Everybody did more than just one thing this weekend. I felt like we were all busy.
That's called summer, baby. And I'm here for it. I am here for it.
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready, y'all.
You're not ready for weekends where you have 17 things going on at once?
I don't think I am.
That makes one of us. Get ready. It's happening. Hey, happy start of summer there, Amanda.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye, love. Bye.
Well, this Friday is DZ's birthday for everybody.
Stop it. That's enough.
DZ's birthday's on Friday.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, it's Monday. You're not going to make it worse today.
I don't know.
Well, maybe. Okay, what's the problem?
I don't know. I might make it worse. I might.
What do you got?
So A wrote in, and they need help about living with an ex.
Okay.
Sounds like
a nightmare.
Zero experience here, dog. So I'm just going to throw something at the wall. Hope it sticks.
All right.
They said my boyfriend and I broke up almost five months ago.
Uh-huh.
After dating for 3 years, broke up because we basically discovered we weren't meant for one another after living together for two.
That's a lot of people. Okay.
I feel like that's common, right? We decided that it would be best to just be friends, and we're both comfortable with the decision to just be roommates as well. Our problem was that we had just signed another year lease.
What? Why would you stay as roommates?
Come on now.
Come on. I guess. Okay, go on.
Even though we agreed to stick out the lease, I'm doubting if we can. Part of the reason we broke up is because we live such different lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us can really afford to move out at the moment and are limited on any other options. What would be a good option for either of us? Thanks for your help. That's what they say.
Okay.
All right.
So they are still living with their ex.
Living with an ex.
To save money.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Which they're finding probably difficult to do.
You think?
I mean, if you broke up, like, you only got about 6-7 months left in the lease then, right?
Only? Oh, it sounds like a nightmare.
I feel like you could do that.
Living with an ex for 7 months? No, thank you. I'll take the L.
Nah, we would take the L. How?
I don't know. You break the lease? No, I would figure out a way to not live there, though.
Because I can't imagine. This sounds amicable?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not like a situation where you're trying to screw the ex over and be like, forget you.
Okay.
I'm going to stick you with the lease and the lawsuit for when you get sued because you're still living there. Right? It's not the situation. So
look at these exes all happy and nice
and
to
each other. I'm glad for them that people can do this, right? But,
they're going to have problems when they start dating.
They're going to have problems. I'm just going ahead and say they probably discuss not having people back. Or they don't care, either which way.
Or they should discuss that.
Or they should if they haven't.
Some ground rules and some boundaries if you're going to live with your ex. Mm. Like, don't bring anyone home.
Yeah.
Which seems like common sense, but you never know if you're so amicable.
Or establish what's cool and what's not cool to do. Right. Because the only other option that I see here is maybe finding a sublet.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the landlord, you might not be able to do that.
Deezy, it's rare when both are over it. We're both have no feelings when there's a breakup. Like, come on.
But you're still living together out of convenience.
Ew.
This is a situation out of convenience. Why is it ick and stupid? People do this all the time.
No.
You live with your ex for a little bit until you can do something else.
I mean, I believe you, they do it. I just hate the idea of it.
I think you got to stick it out. The suggestion is, like, you kind of like made your bed, you got to lie in it.
Stick it out.
Save the money that you can. Then after that year is out, boom, split up. Really, really split up. Hit your separate ways. Because if not, who knows? Y'all might just end up back together.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
If you've been so amicable and there's no feelings, I'll believe it when I see it. When you two continue living together and nobody's sneaking in anybody's,
I don't know.
414-533-1037. Do you agree with DZ where they just stick it out and continue living together? What should A do? Living with an ex.
You already agreed for that year lease. Ugh. It's only about 6-7 months left in the year if you broke up 4 or 5 months ago, right?
I'd rather poke my eyes out.
That's an option too.
Is that an option?
Sure is. But what's everybody else's options?
414-533-1037. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Somebody texted in and said, I agree with DZ. Stick it out. Because the message came from A. Just the initial, wrote in about living with an ex stuck in the lease.
Mm-hmm.
They're amicable. And you said stick it out.
You already decided, man. Sounds amicable enough to where I'm like, I don't perceive a threat. Mm-hmm. This doesn't feel like somebody's in danger. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like there's really feelings involved anymore.
Yeah.
This is out of convenience. And if you could do that, bet. Mm. Roommate situations always work out. Who knows? Y'all might end up married after figuring out each other's lifestyles.
Well, then you're just working on getting back together.
No, you're not.
Then stop saying your exes.
No, you're not. You're not an ex. You're roommates.
Somebody texted in and said, I signed a lease with my ex while we were still dating. 3 months later, we ended things. He still treated me like we were still together, even though we weren't. And it was very emotionally traumatizing. It was a toxic environment. I believe that.
It becomes
really shady on whose
weird boundaries get crossed. If y'all only got one bathroom.
Hence why one still likes the other. Listen.
I hear you.
Nicole is in Milwaukee this morning. She's going to give some input on what would DZ do. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think it depends on the situation because I actually went through this. I was dating my girlfriend for 5 years and found out she was actually talking to someone else and wanted to have an open relationship. Well, at that time, I was taking care of my dying father, and I told her, go to hell, but she was from Minnesota. So
she was from hell.
Stop it.
So I couldn't kick her out because I felt like, well, where the hell would she go?
Right.
But while she was still living in my apartment, she was dating this girl at the same time and coming home with Hickey. It was just a whole mess. So it depends on the situation. If you guys break up like in a respectful way and amicable, maybe yes, I would say if the other person is respectful to you. But if you're in a situation where they're going to be doing stuff, they're going to come home late, they might not come home at all, then just kick them out because I don't think I could do it. It was a rough situation.
Well, you let a cheating ex like live with you, and that takes a lot of self-control. I mean, no.
Nicole's situation sounds different, but the advice is feel it out. If it's like her situation, no. But if they're good, maybe it's not that bad. It's not a bad idea.
Exactly. I think if it's a calm situation and you guys both respect each other, then feel it out. Finish those 6 months, but if it's not, then you got to go. Like, we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm.
That part.
All right, Nicole, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Lori is in Cedarburg. She has been trying to get her own theme song. She's back to day one. I'm sorry, Lori.
Hey, ain't nothing but a restart. Fresh start to the day. We'll get it by Friday.
Yeah. What do you think A should do for What Would DZ Do?
I would say, I agree with DZ. Just bail it out. Try to stick it out, but like have a talk with the person. Like, okay, set some boundaries, set some guidelines, because now you're not together. You might not want to do that. What you were not feel comfortable anymore doing that with the person. But
I can't believe everybody's saying live together and with your ex.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Ew. Because
I would
you're
also
too...
have a yes. plan it out, so just in case things did go bad, I could easily get out.
If there is an out, take it. Okay, that's all I got to say.
I feel like if they had an out, they would have taken the out.
Not if there's one of them still likes the other.
They
that's
said
my
they,
point.
They can't afford it. If you can't afford it, that's one thing. You know, there's one thing to be able, okay, I'm going to just move out here. Mm-hmm. Can you pay the whole rent or the lease, whatever? Because if you can pay it or you can find somebody to pay it, bet. That's the most logical there is to find somebody to sublet your lease so you can dip up out of there.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. But, in a perfect world, but good luck.
But this perfect world has agreed to live together for the next year.
Man!
It all depends on the situation, too, because like, if they're totally fine with staying together like just as roommates, I'd say it's fine, but if there's some issues, then I'd say get out of there. We don't know the whole story, so it's kind of hard to...
Well, one's going to be fine until the other comes home with hickeys, and then it's on.
And then somebody gets mad, and ooh!
And then you're asking for it, I'm telling you. All right, well, shockingly, everybody says live with your ex.
That's right. I'm not jealous I don't got experience with this, though.
That's what I was going to say, DZ. Like, you've been with Aaron so long, your wife, that you don't even remember how toxic it is to go through breakups.
No,
especially
I'm good.
Nowadays.
I'm good on that. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Anyway, all right.
Lori, we appreciate your call. Lori. Day two tomorrow.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so there you go.
I mean, yeah, there we go.
It's a matter of feel it out and stick with your lease, according to all the advice, which I'm still shocked by. So fine, figure it out. Not me.
You.
I'll be like Whitney Houston, waiting to exhale. All your stuff's on fire.
Kiss FM.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning. We're going to get through this week, y'all.
Yes, we are. I know it's dreary and a little cloudy outside, but that's okay.
It's going to clear up quick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be nice. It's going to be like 77 today.
Oh, it's been so warm and so nice. And this weekend, even though I was in Chicago on Friday with some of my high school friends, Saturday I got to check out something new in Milwaukee, DZ.
Something new in the city? What'd you go do?
I didn't even realize. Well, I did realize because everybody told me that that hotel is now open in the Deer District, the Trade Hotel.
Oh, yeah. It's, that looks snazzy.
It's very, very cool. And they have a rooftop bar that shows amazing views of the city.
One of the only places where you can get that nice of a view.
And there's a restaurant. Yeah, there's a restaurant up there. There's a bar. Like, people were having dinner. We just went up there for drinks and sat down, and it was so cool.
So it's not exclusive to guests of the hotel?
No.
Nice.
We came in and they were like, hello, welcome to the Trade. And I walked in like I knew where I was going. And
do they
like,
accept trade?
I don't know.
No, they only take, cash or credit.
We sat at the bar though, me and a couple girlfriends. And I was like, wow, this place is really cool. Because I don't know if everybody realizes it's open now. You have to go down to the Deer District or live downtown or work downtown to experience this.
You have to be out there or else you're going to forget about it. Or just not think that you're going to go in there ever because you see it from outside and go, oh, that looks really nice.
Yeah.
But you live in the city. So when are you ever going to be going to a hotel in Milwaukee when you live in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm. There was a wedding there, and I was looking at all these people. I'm like, wow, how did you book your wedding to stay here? Because I always wonder about that with a new hotel. Obviously, it's been booked.
Yeah, had to have been booked. But
how does that work when you're getting married and you know, but the hotel is, you just book it before the hotel opens?
Conditional upon completion? Right. What is that? Well, how do you even set that up? Because that's kind of smart, though.
Mm-hmm.
You want that was probably one of the first, if not the first event, wedding, whatever, at the hotel.
Maybe they got married there. Maybe that was it.
Ooh.
Right? Ooh. Well, anyway, I went to the new Trade Hotel, everybody. It's open in the Deer District. That's really cool. I was there for the rooftop bar, and I will be back for the rooftop bar.
Is that an invitation? What's up?
Yes. Since your birthday is on Friday, DZ.
Uh-oh.
DZ's turning 30, everybody. Get ready.
We don't got to keep saying it that loud.
Sorry. DZ's turning 30 on Friday, everybody. body.
Thank you.
Dirty 30.
Oof, it's time,
keep
man.
Keep yelling.
It's time. Who knows? We might go check out the trade.
You might. You might. Coming up next, though, for Am I the Jerk? This one involves not paying for your Airbnb. You're supposed to all chip in and somebody doesn't.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Until you hear their reason why, though. We'll get into it next for Am I the Jerk?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Liz wrote in. She wants to know if she's the jerk for asking her sister to pay for their vacation house, even though the sister lost her job.
Hold on. She says,
hey, Allie and DZ, my two siblings and I decided to meet in Florida this summer with our families. Months ago, we decided on a big rental house, and it was booked. I paid my brother my share, which was $2,000.
Dang.
My sister did not yet pay and has been quiet for a few weeks in the group texts. Now, with just 6 weeks until the trip, she texted us and said she resigned from her job and will no longer be coming on the trip. She said, we can still contribute it to the house if need be, quote unquote. Am I the jerk for wanting her to pay her share? I feel bad that she's unsure about her job situation, but are my brother and I really supposed to split her $2,000 share of the rental house? Liz.
Ow.
Ooh-wee. Okay, so her sister and her brother, all three of them were supposed to split this rental house, $2,000 apiece in Florida.
For the families.
And now one is not paying or can't pay.
Uh-huh.
And she still wants her to pay. If the thing's booked, who's going to pay the $2,000?
It's already paid for. Somebody already footed that bill. You know what I'm saying? So somebody's just waiting to get paid back, basically. Not to say this is going to form bad blood, but like...
This is going to form bad blood.
Listen.
You got to pay for it.
Your sister resigned. This is what I'm focusing on right now. And sorry to say it, but there's a difference between quitting your job and getting fired.
And resigning.
You know what I'm saying?
Agree.
Resigning or resignation means you left. That was a choice. So regardless of what your other situation was, I'm sure you did that knowing that this was already booked, paid for, right?
You knew you had bills when you resigned from your job.
And one of them bills was that $2,000 that y'all was paying for Florida, which I'm sorry to say, but $2,000 a person, y'all, how big is this house?
Well,
good Lord.
They must be having a nice $6,000 house for Florida, boy.
Right, right. This is a big house, big house.
You pay that when you go on vacation to Disney for a week.
No, that's true. The comforts of home then.
Yeah.
What's the difference? At that rate, what's the difference? You're already spending that bread.
So is Liz the jerk for asking the sister to pay up to $2,000 on the Airbnb they all rented?
I'm going to go no.
No?
I'm going to go no. She's not the jerk.
For asking for that
not
money.
Not the jerk for asking, because I'm sorry, your sister resigned. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sure, you can feel bad for your sibling, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to pay. Now my brother and me, or you know, my sister and me are going to split $1,000 for you.
$2,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Nah, we're
I'd
good.
Be like, go get another job.
Or we're going to cancel the B&B and rent something cheaper if you're not coming.
414-533-1037. We're going to discuss next if Liz is a jerk because she wants her sister to pay for the vacation house. They all are supposed to pay $2,000. Now the sister quits her job and isn't paying. DZ says definitely not
that's
a
her,
jerk.
Yeah, that's her fault.
It's the sister for quitting the job. All right, 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Liz wants to know if she's a jerk for asking her sister to pay up for the vacation house, even though the sister lost her job or resigned?
Resigned.
Sister owes $2,000 for this house they all rented in Florida for a week. And now, she the jerk. You said not the jerk. Let's go straight to the phones. Melinda is in Rochester this morning, and she's got a theme song. We haven't heard from her in a minute. She said, it's too hard to get in. I said, you got to keep calling. Do your best. Melinda, good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning. You made it.
Good morning. Well, I have to tell you, Liz is not a jerk.
Let's go.
A vacation house is a commitment, and she quit her job knowing that this was coming up. Oh, that sister who quit her job is the jerk, and Liz is not the jerk.
Okay. Nice. That's what I'm talking about, Melinda.
Short and sweet.
To the point.
Don't blame her. Yeah. I like it.
She's right. Well, it is a full commitment, and you made that commitment. You probably already knew you were going to quit your job when you said you were going to go.
Yeah.
Come on, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I think I heard on the radio that it was all prepaid for. She should make arrangements with whoever paid to make payments and try to rectify the problem.
It's about to be a medical bill.
Yeah, right.
Sign
right.
up for payments like a medical bill.
Right, just
like,
send me the monthly invoice.
All right.
Exactly.
I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, have a good day, you guys. Thanks.
You too, Melinda. Bye.
Bye-bye, DC and Ellie.
Bye. She says, not a jerk. Okay, our girl is in Kenosha this morning. We haven't heard from her in a minute. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Good morning, Tanya in Kenosha.
You already know.
Good morning. Morning. Tanya.
I am in the fast lane.
Get out of the shoulder.
It's not her fault. There's construction. Oh, man. Tanya, what do you think? Is Liz the jerk for asking her sister to pay up on the vacation house, even though the sister quit her job?
No way, not the jerk. Man, that sister's the jerk. That's her debt. She needs to fork over that money ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then to only give her 6 weeks before finally saying something, they don't really have other options to make at this point, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's too short of a time to maybe cancel and find something else.
Well,
true.
It's awkward that the sister's being all quiet now in the group text. Like, the sister needs to speak up. If mm-hmm. she quit her job and she owes people money, well, then she needs to say something. Everyone's walking on eggshells around her. Maybe they should stop.
Crazy how when you owe some money, you get quiet.
All of a sudden,
your phone ain't. Mm-hmm. You owe some money, huh?
We've all had that situation, right?
Right, right. Oh, you had your phone by you, did you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How funny, they're not answering my calls.
I see you on Facebook. How come you're not answering my call? Yeah.
Right, because you don't owe Facebook money.
Uh-huh.
Tanya's saying not the jerk, though.
All right.
Sister's the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling,
bye, guys.
Tanya.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yes. Bye.
All right, last but not least, Gina and Gabby are in the car line this morning. Gina's dropping off Gabby. Good morning, ladies.
They're in the slow lane.
Good morning, and we are still in the slow lane. Gabby's actually here to say it this morning.
Hey, Gabby!
Gabby, jerk or not the jerk, what do you say?
She is not the jerk, because the sister is a grown adult and should be paying for herself and be responsible.
Okay.
Ooh. Boom.
Gabby, how old are you again? You've told me.
10.
A 10-year-old schooling an adult right now on how to pay your bills
mm-hmm.
and your debts. Gabby, thank you.
Are we on the right path, youngin? Yeah, we on the right path indeed.
Mom's doing something right. Thanks
That's right.
for calling,
That's right.
Ladies.
We appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
All right. So that's like a clean sweep today. It's like Liz needs to stop feeling bad and just tell the sister owes her $2,000.
Liz, it is what it is, man. That you got to get that guap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it...
Stop being a people pleaser and tell her you want the money.
Get that you want to hold family down, but I did like what somebody said. Melinda
Which
said,
what?
Start a payment plan.
Yeah.
If you're fine, you can't get the $2,000 right up front.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. But you're going to give uh-huh. me $20 a week, $100 a week, uh-huh. well, whatever, how much a week, a month, until you can pay that back.
Right.
I'm sorry, but you agreed.
Uh-huh.
If you're not going, that's fine. We'd love for you to be there, but get my bread.
Next.
Uh-huh.
All right. Liz is not the jerk. You can always give your input. You can text it or put it on Facebook. 414-533-1037. That's a wrap. All right. I don't know if I want to talk about my dating life at all coming up next,
Uh-oh.
But I may.
Uh-oh.
It may be time for an update.
All snap.
I have no one to blame but myself. Okay, let's get this over with. Please, God. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I'm behind you, dog. I got you.
I know you do, DZ, but you know I don't like talking about this because it's been a real hot mess lately, my dating life.
Just imagine, we at the Princeton Club in the squat rack and I'm spotting you.
Okay.
I got you, bro. You good.
So I'm talking to you about my dating
Just
life.
Rep it out, bro. Rep it out.
I'm
we
pushing,
here.
I'm pushing out. I'm lifting weights with you.
Yep.
We're in the zone.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the update? Everybody's been asking and I've been refusing to talk about it.
I know that's right.
Because it's been a hot mess. That's what it's been. Everyone's like,
what happened? You feel like it's been a hot mess for real, for real?
Yeah. Off the air, it's been a real hot mess.
All right. Well, we'll talk to me on the air. What's going down?
Well, so Jim Poppy, Fine, and I ended things.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many weeks ago, because I basically realized I wasn't the only one in his life. Okay.
Oh.
So we're back to this problem again,
okay.
right? With men and why I trust no one. Okay.
Yeah.
So like a dummy, I continue to mess around with Jim Poppy Fine.
Even though y'all had ended things.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So y'all ended things, but didn't really end too
no.
much of things.
And I found myself the last couple weeks lying to everyone in my life.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean lying?
I mean, like, if my friends are like, you're not going to see him, are you? I'm like, no.
texting. I'm gonna see you later. So you were sneaky linking.
I was sneaky linking, and I was telling him whatever he wanted to hear. I was telling everybody whatever they wanted to hear.
Okay, but you're living your life. Yeah. I mean, it's not like y'all was doing anything wrong.
But I was, yeah.
So not me getting ahead of myself. Keep talking to me.
So over the weekend, I started to realize that this whatever it was becoming even more toxic than ever,
mm-hmm.
right? And mm-hmm. I got myself into a little bit of a mess, and here I am today having to own everything and be like, well, I ended things. And then like a dummy, I kept messing around with this guy. And then over the weekend, I turned into this insecure, crazy person when I drank. And now I'm ashamed of myself. And now that's it. There's nothing left to tell. I realized I was playing with fire.
And you got burned.
And I got burned. And I burned myself a little in the process. And my friends are like, not being, you know, it's not we told you so.
Yeah, well,
but they totally could say we told you so at this point.
Sure. But that wouldn't be a good friend though, man. You gotta be supportive in what's going down.
I didn't really know how to talk about this because I don't really know what to say other than there's nothing to say. I mean
what there is to say is that one, it's done. Is it really done?
Yes,
though?
Yes.
With it being really done, yes. Done. Two, the second thing to say is, who's next? Go.
Well, it's funny you ask that, DZ, because I am swiping and I will start going out with other people. But this one stung a little.
Did it?
Yeah, because I had feelings for him, right? Mm-hmm. And I haven't had feelings for people in a while. Like, I wouldn't have introduced you to him
True. If
I didn't have feelings for him. So the irony that we had talked about this double date on the air, we talked about how great it went, and then the next day I found out I was indeed not the only person, the only girl in his life.
Everything went downhill quick.
And then I felt stupid, and then I got insecure, and then I should have just moved on with my life. But I played into that few weeks of crazy before it got really crazy.
Before you were just like, okay, this has been fun, but not fun at all.
I felt like I was like 25 again. I'm like, I haven't like dealt with any toxic stuff like this in forever, and it's making me crazy. And now I don't like who I am.
Did it feel like a welcomed rush until it felt too hectic? Honest question.
What do you mean? Like, was it fun, the toxicity fun until it wasn't?
A little bit.
Of course.
Okay.
And you said it best about you're going to challenge each other. Oh, yeah. Now we're really pissing each other. Now it's really toxic. It didn't take long.
Now the challenging part is no longer fun.
It's not bullshit, but no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you, whoever texted in. Girl, we have all been there. We live and learn. Oh, Allie learned this time.
Listen, man. Everybody takes a bite of that hot pizza before it's really cooled down and goes,
when am I going to meet a guy I can trust, though? Like, this is the thing with these guys. It's the same story over and over with these guys.
We just going through another chapter, man.
My friends have nice guys. You're a good guy, DZ.
Yeah, but
are they?
It took a while.
Well, I got a lot of duds in the process. And you know what I'm talking
Sometimes
about.
Sometimes you gotta kiss a lot of frogs, man.
I'm sick of kissing frogs.
Sick of kissing frogs.
All right, well, I'll let you know when I go out with somebody new.
But
as for right now, I'm just trying to get back to healthy Allie and make some healthy dating choices. Is that fair
Allie,
to say?
Allie had a ladies' night and came back, said, I'm single. What's up, boys? I'm single. What's up?
Somebody said, Allie, there was a full moon on Saturday, so just blame the moon for your shenanigans.
Hold on now. A full moon will make people act out. Mm-hmm. You borderline Gemini is close. Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, did you guys decide to be exclusive? It doesn't matter now. All of these semantics.
Old story, don't matter.
Are irrelevant. The point was, he lied to me when I found out, and that was the issue, not even the messing around. I need honesty from men. Like, I feel like we're at a place where we all screw up, DZ.
Yeah.
And I screw up, and people are going to screw up, but if you can't be honest with me, I can't
What's
work
the point?
With that.
I What's
can't
the
work
point?
With that.
I feel you.
So anyway, we'll keep you updated on whatever the update is. As of right now, still single.
I'm glad we got an update. Honestly, you know, now we know
that
whoever you see Allie with, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, one of my best friends is texting me, do I need to call in? LOL. Oh, see, now I'm getting lit up with my friends.
Uh-oh. Abort.
Don't call in. I'm owning it. I've been very naughty. I am owning it, okay?
Good. That's the first step.
No more toxicity for Allie.
Yet.
We're
going to
find someone happy and healthy if
That's
we
right.
find anyone at all.
That's right. Where are the doctors at?
Where are the doctors at?
Where are the lawyers at?
You know?
Come on, man. Where are those cats at?
I don't even care what you do for a living, but.
Where are the hedge funders at?
Can you just be honest with me?
Where are the responsible garbage men at?
God.
Where are the construction workers that just go to work and come home?
I would take that.
Where are y'all at?
I would love that.
414-5- Call or text.
You really gave out the number, didn't you?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I will admit, it gets harder as you get older to gauge someone's age, okay? So, like, Ryan Gosling is being lit up right now for playing Ken in Barbie because, do you know how old he is?
30-something?
Okay, that's what I would have thought. He's 42. So what? You would never look at Ryan Gosling and know he's 42.
No.
He looks like a child, but a hot child. like a hot 20-year-old.
He's still got a baby face, though.
In my mind, yeah. But he's 42 now, so people are lighting him up saying, he can't play Ken, he's 42.
Okay, what? But it's not like he's Al Pacino out here playing Ken.
Okay. Or Robert De Niro.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Robert De Niro is not George Clooney playing Ken.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
This man still looks like a Ken doll.
Looks great.
Who else would have been a better Ken doll than him?
I don't know. I mean, you could have come up with all kinds of people, but at the end of the day, I think he's a great fit.
My man has the acting credentials too, right? Like,
you know what his joke was?
What?
When he heard about this, he says he thinks it's funny that people actually are acting like they care about Ken now. Like, nobody ever cared about Ken.
Oh, all of a sudden, I'm playing a role and Ken's a big deal, like, huh?
The whole Barbie franchise, we're all worried about the Barbie and the Barbies and the girls around, but we never really... Nobody really cares about Ken, do we?
No, nobody ever cares about the dude. No.
No.
No. Why would we?
Ken's the most boring, bland character of them all.
He's Ken.
He's just Ken.
But so, all of a sudden, it's Ryan Gosling Ken.
Oh,
it's like the Heath Ledger Joker. Oh, now you care.
Now we're so passionate about Ken.
No, nobody cared about Joker until that movie. Oh, now y'all care about Ken. Okay.
I have one thing to say. Leave Ryan Gosling alone.
Phonies. Y'all ain't nothing but some phonies.
Go see the Barbie movie when it comes out in July. If you see DZ out, buy him a drink. Not only because his 30th birthday's on Friday, I said what I said, but because he's stressed out. Is that fair?
Forget that. Don't buy me a drink. Buy me a house. My Lord. I'm going to need everybody in the Milwaukee and greater Milwaukee area to stop purchasing homes.
Okay, team, come together. Hut.
All right.
Calling the team together.
Huddle up.
Listen up. Listening ears on, as if I were a teacher. Listening ears on, everybody.
I'm going to need everybody that is currently looking to buy a house to stop.
And give you the house. What is going on?
Just take a week off. Nobody go view any houses this week, man. I am done. We are done. I am over it. I'm mad.
You've been house hunting since your landlord said he wanted to come back and live in his house.
Yes.
So this is the basis of... So you're already frustrated with the whole thing.
The pressure's on. Mm-hmm. But man, we continue to get outbid. So we had another offer in on a home. We put in another offer on a home. We saw a house we really liked. Kitchen was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Backyard was perfect. 4 bedrooms. We could have converted it into whatever we wanted realistically. The house was ready to go.
On Friday, you seemed so hopeful. And I was so excited for you because I could see the hope back in your blood.
Right?
Yeah, you were like in a good mood. You were like, yeah, we put an offer on a house. I'm feeling good about it. And I'm like, awesome, man.
Good for you. Fingers crossed. Sorry, tell people.
Yeah.
I don't know if I jinxed it by telling people or what. But man, the second I said something. So listen to this. You want to know how many offers this house got?
How many?
17 offers. And we were confident about our offer because we went over ask.
You went way over.
We went over ask. We were like, let's be not just competitive, let's be aggressive, dog. We want this house. We need this house. This was a good home that we saw, a good area where we wanted to be realistically. Yeah. Perfect little pocket. We were like,
17 offers.
Pull the trigger. And when we put in our offer, it was just the start of the weekend. They wanted that whole weekend to field offers.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Of course they did. And they 17 offers. Unbelievable.
So on Sunday night, we get the call from the realtor, and he's like, I'm sorry, y'all, man. Y'all got outbid. Y'all got beat out.
Crazy, because you went way over, and we're not getting into money, and that's personal.
No.
I felt like you guys went way over when you bid.
We went confidently over. Let's just say that.
Still got outbid with 17 other offers. What a nightmare house shopping is.
Like, and you know what it was?
What?
It wasn't even the price. We had contingencies. We needed to do appraisals. We wanted to do the inspection.
As you should.
Let's just say some people didn't. And that might have been the difference between us getting a house and not getting a house.
Just remember that people are desperate, so they're letting go of things like that.
We're people. No, I'm about to wave it all too.
Don't do it. You'll end up with something bad.
End up with a lemon.
You'll end up with a house that has something crazy that needs to be done because you didn't do the inspection. Like, my personal advice is don't do it without the inspection.
It's such a competitive market that people are waiving all inspections. And I find that crazy. But for what people are paying for houses,
yeah,
to waive these inspections, these fees, all these other things, mm-hmm, this sounds wild to me.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's crazy. And now you feel helpless because you want to find a house to live in, but you're fighting with 17 offers and you're going way above and you're still losing the house you want. I can't imagine. It's a horrible time to want a house hunt.
I'm starting to feel like it's going to be the story of our life, trying to house hunt.
No. The market will destroy
me. I'm not going 100,000 over. No. I'll tell you that right now, G.
I'm just saying it'll take a dive again. Don't worry.
Gosh.
But as someone, I own a house and I look at stuff like what you're going through and I go, well, God, as a homeowner, I'd sell my house, but then I'd be stuck like you with not being able to find anywhere to live. Like,
should we just rent?
Maybe for now. I mean, I don't know. Somebody texted in and said, hey, DZ, try writing a heartfelt letter to the homeowner. Play to their sympathy. Somebody else said that.
People have said that before.
What is it that people don't want to...
Am I writing a cover letter?
I guess there are some people who want to know who they're selling the house to, right?
An introductory speech?
Which I think is weird.
I didn't know that was a thing to include. Should I include a family photo?
No, I feel like this should be like self-checkout, like where you have the transaction and nobody knows anybody.
Everybody's anonymous in this situation.
You don't need to know. 414-533-1037. If you have any advice for DZ, I feel bad. You're going through it, man.
What do I got to do to get us into a house? Do I really got to write a letter? Because if that's it, I'll write a letter.
But you're already paying. You're already going over.
Well, so will you write me a letter of recommendation for our house?
Yes.
Will you vouch for me?
Of course I will. And I'll lie my ass off if I have to.
Tell the truth.
I'll tell them everything they want to hear, honey. I will tell them everything, DZ. Oh, his credit is 850.
He's never missed trash day a day in his life.
He's never called into work, which is actually true.
Loud noise? No. Never.
If anyone says he likes to play honk and sip, they're lying. He does not cause problems in the neighborhood.
Different DZ.
Oh, no. The phones are blowing up. Okay, let's play a song. We'll come back.
Help
414-533-1037. DZ, struggling. Send help. Please.
SOS.
SOS. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And DZ struggling with the wife right now. House hunting.
Yeah. It's a difficult market, man.
You got outbid by 17 offers and you still put in a high bid. It's unbelievable.
And we were told, I don't know if it was okay for them to tell us or not, but we were the second offer. Again, beat out by one other person that just waived it all. Don't even care. They just freeballing out here, man. And we're trying to be safe. Bruh, no, stop laughing at me.
It's true. I'm laughing because the analogy is good. But you're right. Leanne in Slinger just bought a house, she said. Let's go to her on 5 this morning. Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Do you have any tips for DZ?
How'd you do it?
You're screwed. Like, how did you do it?
Okay, well, first I want to say I have friends that are trying to buy a house, like, literally anywhere, and they've been outbid, I think, 4 times in the last, like, 2 weeks.
Same problem.
I tell ya.
Same problem.
But I just bought a house, like, 6 months ago, mm-hmm, and we actually wrote, it's called, like, a love letter to the seller. And that's actually what got us our house over the other offer.
Wait, that
no
really,
kidding.
That really worked? What
See?
Was in it? Tell us what was in it. Go.
Yeah.
So I kept it, it's like half kind of personal, half, you know, anonymous.
Yeah.
But I just said, I pulled on the heartstrings. I said, we have young kids that, you know, I grew up in that area and we were moving back and we want to raise our kids there and send them to that school district and, you know, all the little things that...
Yep.
You know, kind of make you feel good. And
so these are the things we need to say, whether they're true or not.
But whether they're true or not. Are you taking notes for my letter of recommendation, Allie?
We're going to say you grew up there.
Yeah, I grew up. My grandmother raised me in that home. Yep.
Next door.
Yeah.
And you're going for this one.
Yep. And I want to go to that school. Or I'll just send my kids to that school.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And you heard amazing No, you didn't hear anything because you grew up there. You know everything.
I wanna own a business in the community to give back to the community. Ah! Yes. Mm.
Ding, ding. Okay, we are now manipulative. Yeah, and we are
stop
ready
it.
To go.
But no, for Leanne, the love letter, that's something I didn't consider, didn't know about, but it's been brought up more than one time that somebody going, you guys should write him a letter. How many pages? How long do I need to make this letter, and do I need to include a picture? Because I didn't know this was a thing.
I would keep it short and sweet. Like, I did, like, three short paragraphs, one page, no picture. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
No, what? Just, no, so they can see how cute we all are.
No, you don't want them to know. Don't make it too personal.
They can picture it in their head.
Right, right. Let them imagine.
If you can find out something, like, if you toured the house and find out what they like, we could tell this guy was, like, a hunter and a fisherman, so we, like, kind of related it to that, too.
See? Smart, Leanne. Thanks Very for calling smart. Today. We appreciate your input, and boy, are we going to use it, even if we're lying.
I needed it today, Leanne.
I'm not even buying the house.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Lexi is in New Berlin this morning. Good morning, Lexi. You got some house hunting advice for DZ?
Hi, Allie. Hi, DZ. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Talk to us. What's the advice?
So, I heard about the letter, and I had to call in. When my parents were selling their house, they chose the buyers based off the letter.
What?
This is a thing.
This is a thing we're learning. No kidding.
This is a real thing.
No kidding.
Yeah. So they were talking, they had young kids, and they were like, we can see our kids playing in the backyard. Mm-hmm. My sisters and I were playing in the backyard when we were growing up. They did include a picture just of their kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aw.
Interesting. And they, you know, talked about the school district because we live like 5 minutes away from the school.
Uh-huh. Listen to this. Somebody texted in and said, this is my brain's moving now. Somebody said, love letters could be fair housing violation. And then it's a realtor who said, call me. But I get it if you're trying to manipulate.
Oh.
I get it. Andrew who texted in, we see your text from Shore West. I get what he's saying, but I don't know the laws enough.
It might be a violation, but isn't it a violation to waive all fees, waive all contingencies, waive any appraisal, waive any inspection? Like, that should be the real crime. Not me saying, please give me and my young family a chance to grow in your home. Mm-hmm. Let us own it and love it next.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm with you on that.
Ready to write a love letter.
I think you should. Hey, thanks for calling, Lexi.
Yep. Good luck with that house search, DZ.
Thank you, Lexi. Appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day.
Last you guys.
Bye.
Last but not least, let's go to Michelle in Hartford. She's always a character on two. Good morning, Michelle. Do you have any advice for DZ?
Well, this character says have a backup plan because if he's got to be out in so many days, months, it takes at least 6 weeks to close on a house. I've been looking and every other day, they're gone.
Houses are gone.
I have a backup plan for an apartment and I just double checked. They're still opening. The rent went up $80 a month.
Oh my. See?
I'm like, okay, I can't find a condo. Fine, no worries. I have a backup plan. My backup plan is getting more expensive.
Right. Mm-hmm. By the day. Mm-hmm. By the day.
What a nightmare.
Last month, it is. And everything's going so quick. I get it. And DZ, I hate to say this, but please have a backup plan. I hate to see a homeless.
Right.
He won't be. I mean, I'll let him live in my house if they have to. I mean, don't get me. I'll just kick. Owen and Hudson can eat rocks.
They can find their own apartment.
Get out of my house.
We need the rooms, boys.
Right.
We need the rooms.
Think about this. It takes 6 weeks to close on a house.
Yeah.
I meant to say kick rocks, but I said eat rocks because I was thinking of eat my dust mixed with kick rocks. Listen, Michelle, we got it. DZ needs to have the backup plan, which is have a rental available.
If needed, get to it. Yeah, you're not wrong, Michelle.
Trust me, because I don't want to live in an apartment. Mm-hmm. I want a place to call my own home.
Yeah. We'd like our own front door and a nice backyard. You feel me?
I get that. I get that for sure.
I do. But it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Y'all, keep y'all fingers crossed for us. We're going to get in the house.
I even have my toes crossed right now. If you could see them, but they're in my shoe.
You too? Everybody keep crossing it, y'all.
Seriously, good luck.
Thank you.